Here we are, Midtown on Tap, a community celebration right around the corner. So let's discuss. Justin Ayers, good morning to you.
Morning to you.
Thank you for you as well. Phil Mead, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good things happening under both of your leaderships when it comes to what, the Midtown Neighborhood Association and more, Phil?
Yeah, so Midtown on Tap is coming up this Saturday from 2 to 9 p.m. From 2 to 4, we're having a lot of family activities. We're really, the whole day is like outdoor activities and things like washers and bags and just an outdoor backyard type of party. But from 2 to 4, we're having fun, family-friendly things. Audacious Hoops is going to be there with her troop, and we're going to have a fire truck and face painting and a bunch of different things like that. And then from 4 to 9, it's really, we're going to have music throughout the day, but it's really the main headliner music people. And different food and drinks as well.
Great. Midtown on Tap, a community celebration. Now, I introduce you, Justin and Phil, from the Midtown Neighborhood Association. Where are we located here?
Basically, the association's building is right, basically right at the Fulton Street Market. And a lot of what we do is just basically organizing events to strengthen the community, block club meetings, and advocating on behalf of the residents. And I think it's really cool.
Brag on the area, if you would, Phil. What's really cool in your neighborhood association?
So as Justin said, we have the Fulton Street Farmers Market, which is a highlight of the whole city, I think. We also have Houseman Field, and then we have Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket Bakery. Lion Street Coffee. So we just have a bunch of really great businesses there as well. And then we have the whole Michigan corridor from Union to Fuller is part of Midtown as well. So we have, that's a really big area of development now. So that's part of our role as the board, is to really like connect with the new developments that are going in there and be able to advocate for the neighbors and residents.
Do we call your area, Justin, family-friendly, all walks of life as part of the neighborhood?
Definitely. I mean, there are, it's really kind of an interesting group of people. You've got young college kids all the way to senior citizens, and it's a really up-and-coming neighborhood. It's really, just a really nice place to live.
Cool. And what's the role of a neighborhood association, of a board? I mean, I trust you're not walking around, making sure that, we haven't painted our house pink, but you look out for each other?
Yeah, so a big part of the board is to just be in touch with stuff that's going on. So if there's crime, we're on top of it and working with our community officer to make sure that we try to remedy anything like that, as well as any new businesses, as I mentioned, with like the Michigan Street Corridor coming in. We have a lot of new businesses coming up, and we just want to make sure that we're advocating for the residents, being able, so they're not maybe parking in front of their house or things like that from the businesses. And then just trying to communicate with the residents to connect them together, to get to know each other, and really to be able to get to know your neighbors and be more friendly place to live,
as will be happening this Saturday, Justin. So for the community celebration is from 2 to 4, games, a fire truck tour, and more. And exactly where is that gathering? The 2 to 4.
It's going to be at the Midtown Green Park, which is 753 Fountain Street Northeast, and it's right in the corner of Fountain and Eastern.
And it looks like this event is certainly for all ages, and pets are welcome.
Yep. There's going to be an event with Cats versus Dogs Salon. They're going to do free nail trims, and also CSNP is going to be there with their mobile unit. So that'll be pretty cool. Pets are definitely welcome.
So is that a mobile unit to tour, or if Ralphie needs fixed?
I don't think that they're going to be actually
doing surgery
doing that there, but that is the purpose of the unit. It is for like touring, though.
Yeah, that's good. That's cool. So 2 to 4. Can one attend that might not live in the neighborhood, Phil?
Yeah, definitely. So it's open to the community. We really just want to have a celebration where everybody can enjoy it. Neighbors can invite their friends and family. It's not really restricted to the neighborhood specifically.
I'll have to show my, you know, my electric bill with my address on it or so.
Exactly.
So Midtown on Tap, as you mentioned, from 4 to 11. Describe that a little bit more, Phil.
Also, it's from 4 to 9.
So
we're going to have some really great bands. We're going to have a David Bowie tribute band. We're going to have the Blue Pines, which is a band. And then we're going to have Josh Dunnigan's Interactive Drums. Just to name a few, we're going to have great food by Getting Fresh, Darts Donuts, Riverside Hot Dogs, B&Y, Real Good Barbecue. So we're just going to have a nice food area to go along with the beer and cider, which is by Brewery Vivant, Farmhouse, Cider Company, Vandermill, and People's Cider.
Obviously, we'll need to make some purchases for our food and drinks.
Yeah, so the food and drinks cost money. To get in is free. So the entertainment, if you just want to see the bands, it's free to get in. So
no, it only makes sense. And I hope somewhere along the way, some proceeds go back into your association bank.
Yep, so the funds go to the Midtown Neighborhood Association. It's not really a big fundraiser for us. We just want to connect the community together. But the money that we do receive goes to things like our dumpster cleanup, some events like our perennial exchange. We have a part-time staff person. And then we also want to send out a lot of marketing materials, just letting the neighbors know what's going on in the neighborhood. So,
is this some... You might have mentioned this, Justin. Is this an annual event that you put on, or is this the first time?
This is actually the fourth annual. So we plan on doing it every year. It's been growing more so in the past couple years, I guess. But it's definitely been growing, and we plan on keeping doing it every year.
Yeah, cool. Midtown on Tap, a community celebration this Saturday from 2 to 9. Your final word, Justin?
If everybody would come, that would be great. It's going to be a lot of fun. Basically, just going for a backyard party for everyone.
Great. And take us home, Phil Mead. More information, again, head to Midtown Green. Where do we find out more information about this?
So the best place to go is probably our Facebook page, which is Midtown Neighborhood Association. If you search that, we also have an event called Midtown on Tap. Those are probably the best spots to go, but we also have midtowngr.com that you can go to as well, just to learn more about the neighborhood.
Cool. Thanks, guys, for your leadership for this great community event. Usually you meet your neighbor at these type of things that you've never spoken to, so make that your goal. Midtown on Tap and this community celebration this Saturday. Phil Mead and Justin Ayers, thank you.
Thanks.